It's March 11th, about 10 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. I just went to a yoga class and I tried out a new instructor today. Her name is Kristen, and it was a really amazing class. I think she's been an instructor for 3 years, and I love the intention that she set at the beginning of the class. It was very personal to her, but it also really resonated with me. I think it was something about a bird being on a branch. Who's not afraid of the branch being broken? Because what really matters is that bird's own capability. Those are not the exact words, but it was along that meaning. So I think it just resonated with like my current circumstances, and I really love that. On top of that, she also gave really, really good cues. It was so easy just to follow her instructions. And then also it was just a really great workout. So overall, I really liked her. And unfortunately, she only teaches like twice a week, and only I can make it to her Sunday class. So hopefully I'll make it to the next week. It's March 15th, about 8:50 p.m. and I just finished a hot power fusion class with Fumika. I think this was her first class at the studio, so I felt very honored to be a student at her very first class. She did really well. You could definitely tell that she tried her best. There were a couple hiccups, but overall it was a very enjoyable class. And as a teacher in training myself, I think she should be very proud of herself. March 16th, about 7:45 p.m. and I just finished a regular yoga class with one of the teaching instructor for the yoga teacher training program. It was my first time taking her class, and it was a very eye-opening experience. She is actually the associate manager for one of the studio, and so she's very experienced in teaching. I loved how she utilized all four facing of our mat, essentially. And a lot of time when you're doing yoga, you're always either facing forward or you open up your body to the left or the right side. But I love how she utilized literally the 360 special sphere of our mat. So I really love that. And she also added a lot of personal caveat during the class, really humanized the teaching experience. So overall, it was a very educational experience.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.